Built a World, they just played live, and I loved it so much I wanted to play it again. And somewhere there's a party. That's probably pretty self-explanatory, too. Somewhere there's a party, right?
Yeah.
Don't have to read too much into that.
No. Yeah, I think that I won't. Yeah, Steve's our main lyric guy, but I think there's a little bit of that, too. That's like a semi-melancholy look in the rearview mirror to friends that have passed. And sometime, you know, we'll connect at that party, wherever that is, again someday down the road.
So you mentioned that Steve, you do most of the lyrics, the writing, the music. Is that all fleshed out with everybody, or do you do that
we've got a great lineup, and we all try to work together, and we all have our own departments. And
usually the way it works is somebody brings in a song, and
like a riff or just a
song, like a demo,
like
write up a tune, arrange it, and present it to the band, and Steve. So it's interesting when you submit a song, because, you know, you can have the song that you wrote the full thing of.
Yeah.
It's a finished track. You might demo it and have this instrumental home version of a tune, and then you have no idea where it's going to go and, you know, where the melody might be and what the lyrics are going to be. So anytime I write something and I send it over to Steve, I kind of, it's like Christmas Eve. What's going to come back, and what will it sound like?
Well, let's keep it interesting, though.
Totally.
You know, like you said, everyone's kind of involved, and it's a process where people tweak it. And I think that's probably how it usually happens with bands. I don't think one person writes the whole thing, soup to nuts. I mean, the other members, I think, usually add their own stuff to
Absolutely. Mark Donahue on keyboards, Scott Miller on saxophone, Matt Michelli on drums, Phil Thompson on bass, and we just kind of heat it up together and keep working it until we find our way. But we always have a demo. We always have something to work off of.
Yeah.
And that helps a lot.
Yeah, usually it starts with somebody brings in a tune. So it'll come from one source. We don't write in the room together necessarily. Okay. But because there's such varied influences and approaches on the instruments, you know, the songs kind of come together. Like with this record we just recorded, I'd say about 9 of the 12 tunes we had never played live before, so we're kind of learning them in the studio. So you'd bring the tunes in, and there might be a couple of weeks of playing them. You know, a demo would come in of the music. Let's say I had submitted something, and Steve would write the lyrics to it. The band was kind of learning some of the stuff in the band, including the six of us, learning it as we went into the studio. So it's interesting skipping ahead. We started the process of recording this record in the fall, and so some of the tunes that we recorded when we're rehearsing for gigs now, it actually sounds a little bit different because people are fleshing out their parts and coming together with that. But
that's not uncommon too, though, I think.
No, not at all.
A recorded version and a live version sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's subtle things going on, and
that's actually one of my favorite things about, as a music fan, if I'm really into a band, when you know, they put a lot of work and thought and into their recordings, and you have like the recorded version, then you may go see them live, and it's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, actually, to witness.
I got to get a ID in. This is WMFO in Medford, Rising Sky Bar. That's it. We're good. We can keep talking now.
91.5 FM in Medford.
Chris, you did some radio stuff, right, Chris?
I did, yeah. I went to Emerson College, and I was on air at ERS from 87 to 91.
Okay.
I had a underground rock, you know, alternative show. I don't think we were all calling it alternative quite yet.
Right.
Back in those days.
Even now, alternative is funny because, you know, with all the band, the Shards.
Absolutely, yeah.
Didn't they have a song something about alternative? And I think the gist of it was like, what does alternative mean? Like, what's alternative to what? Alternative to rock?
Totally.
What is it?
It's rock.
It's the most like fluid label. Alternative is like the one I'm like, well, what is that? That really doesn't mean it much.
Yeah,
we're so old that we were used to like either indie rock or underground, or, you know, I think even the term punk rock is a good one, because punk rock is more about the attitude and the approach versus a specific music style.
True.
But yeah, I had a tune, a show called Nightclub. I was a DJ on a show called Nightclub that was on the air 5 nights a week. I had one night, and then I actually, asterisk, happened to end up being the final host of the long-running local music show on ERS, Metro Wave. Started by Carmelita, I believe, in 79, and then I certainly didn't want to close the door on it, but the station, the powers that be, took it off the air. And That's another episode. We'll do that after the church's show on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Carmelita still has she still has an online show.
Yeah, Bay State right? Rock. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing radio. She's
plays
fantastic.
A lot of great plays local music every on her. It's strictly local on her show. Yeah,
yeah, so she's cool. As good as ever.
Yeah. You want to you want to play one?
Sure.
Yeah, and we'll then we'll play a couple more off.
Yeah, this this is a tune called Metronome.
Like a metronome, I keep swaying. Like a metronome, back and forth. Though I never know which way you're facing. Like a metronome in a box. My piano teacher keeping time still. Upright keys to learn for what I'm worth. Will we ever learn to play sweet music? Out of time but taking back and forth. Could you ever teach your worst student? Or just leave him with so much to learn? When I see you there, I hear music. Then you walk away and end the song. You're a symphony and I'm a tin can. This soliloquy is long overdue. All I've left is this device that's beating. Out of time till I'm back with you. I look forward to my every lesson. The notes I strike fall flat upon the keys. When I think of her, I hear music. But just to keep her near, I play it wrong. Keep her teaching me every session. Scales, progressions I already know. But I won't play them right, so we keep meeting. To learn piano, cause I love her so. Like a metronome, my heart's beating. Like a metronome, back and forth. When I'm all alone and when I'm dreaming. My piano teacher, I'm her fool. My piano teacher, I'm her fool. Like a metronome. 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 Like a metronome.
Another outstanding track from Sounds On.
Thank you.
The new Gypsy Moths release. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah, you guys sound good.
We've never actually done this before.
I'm terrified.
Yeah,
never I'm done terrified. An acoustic thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. You sound good. And I was surprised you'd never been in MFO, which is not.
No, actually, the first time that we rehearsed acoustic was about an hour ago on Steve's back porch in South Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're like, I don't know, is this going to work?
Yeah. We've been having that conversation for a little while, yeah.
No, it's good, it's good.
Thank you.
I'm going to, I forget which other one you were going to play live. Was it?
We were going to do Home to You.
Okay, so I'm going to do Time Ran Out.
Actually, I think we were talking about
whatever you want.
Six Man Bicycle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to do that?
You're going to play it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to play I'm going to play a couple more, but I'll play that one now.
All right, cool.
All right, here we go.
Take some time to move it. Going fast or slow to lose.
that ended quick as I was typing and talking, but that ended quick. So talk about that one.
Yeah, so that tune was is called The Further Adventures of Paul Villiard. We had a friend, since deceased, R.I.P. Ken, but a friend from that first band, okay, way back when, 40 years ago, amazing guitar player and a classmate of ours. And he had, I was taking the bus home from school with him, and every week he was showing me his A grade on his book report, written by this author named Paul Villiard. And I'm reading these things, and it's like a cross between the book reports, Hardy Boys and Huck Finn, going to the library that weekend. Hey, do you have anything by Paul Villiard? We've never heard of this author. So a few weeks in, I'm like, you know, I've been going to the library every weekend. I can't find Paul Villiard. And he was very mischievous, and he smiled, and he said, actually, I made the whole thing up. So he made the author up. He created the stories and then created these book reports.
He was snowing totally teachers on a regular basis. He did this for years.
It was brilliant, and it stuck with us years later. And so I actually had a dream about a year ago where, and I never have any music-related dreams, and I had this dream that the band was playing, getting ready to go on stage and play. And I look over, and this is a true story. My friend Ken is on the stage with us playing this riff, and I got up in the morning and the riff was in my head.
Wow.
So within a day or two, I had the song written, and I went over to Steve's house and I brought him the demo of it, and we're trying to figure out where to go with it lyrically. And I told him that story, and we started talking about the Villiard memory. And so this tune is as brilliant as Ken's book reports, because it's coming from the perspective of the character of Paul Villiard.
So this was something that happened when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just resurfaced like a year or so. You had a
dream, within the last like 6 months or so. And kind of a nice little postscript on it.
That's funny.
Is that Ken's family gave us his guitar, Gibson SG, after he passed. And we used it for the guitar track on that record. Yeah. Yeah, he's on the record.
Cool.
Yeah, Ken made it onto the album. I ended up using it on about a half a dozen things. And then I actually wrote another tune completely different from that on the guitar, the music for it. So
yeah,
he's in there.
Is what kind of release is going to be a CD form, this release?
Yeah, so it's going to be, it comes out officially on Friday the 25th of August. We're going to kind of leak it out over the next few weeks in anticipation of our next gig. But the official release date for CD and digital is Friday the 25th. We're also having it pressed onto vinyl.
You are?
But vinyl being such a backlog these days, you know, we put the order in a few months ago and we're probably not going to see it till November. We're actually pressing up our CD digital album from Rumbar last year, Following the Races. We're pressing that up onto vinyl too. That should be here actually in the next month or so, but
that's not bad.
No.
I thought you were going to say the round would be like, oh, it's about 6 months out.
Yeah, well, it's going to end up being an 8 month
delay.
Yeah. The record's been done for a little bit, but we kind of held off until August, just working, you know, on a plan with Lou on to when to put it out. But I had actually submitted the music files to the pressing plant. When they were, each song would be done and mastered and send it to them, and then we finally finished the artwork a little while back. So yeah, the vinyl thing is it's crazy with the backlog now, because so many of the major labels shut down their pressing plants years ago.
Right.
We've used a plant in Cleveland called Gotta Groove. They do awesome work, mostly independent bands and labels, but they're taking a ton of freelance projects from the majors, because vinyl's going huge.
I know.
Big major label artists now will print up vinyl in spades. They don't have the pressing plants to do it, so they're either printing them in Europe or going to these smaller plants.
Mm.
And so when we did our first independent release 12-inch vinyl EP, we're supposed to have it in October, and we got a call that like, we have to bump you by 6 weeks. We just got the contract for the new Paul McCartney record.
Oh, okay.
All right, fine. Well, I guess we'll take the bench for that one.
Yeah,
so this is going to be on all formats eventually, but CD digital in the next few weeks.
It means a real lot to us to have something on vinyl to actually land on the platter.
No, I love that stuff. I love physical products.
Means the world.
Yeah, going back to the vinyl night, you know, the band got its start
through
our love of records, and that's a big element of our, like, we rehearse every week. It's Steve's got a little studio built in his basement, and after we finish rehearsing every week, we sit around, spin a record still to this day, and
I love
jarring
that.
About stuff that we're picking up.
Come by.
That. It's an open door for any friend.
Please come by. I should.
Yeah.
Six Man Bicycle. We also played that.
Yeah, Six Man Bicycle is, that's a funky tune in that it's the first time we've ever worked with a string section.
Oh.
So on the tune, we've got a string quartet, two violins, viola, and a cello. It was kind of a leap of, like, we've always wanted to do that, and let's write something out and see where it goes. And
you got
and
12 songs on this suck. You might as well have a little
Yeah, where's the string section?
We kind of threw it all up into the wind this time. And it's a crazy story. There was an old bike inventor that lived in this house where we rehearse at.
Steve's house. His house was built in the 1800s.
He used to make these gigantic bikes with six lunatics that would ride them, and it struck me as the perfect analogy for a band.
Yeah.
You know, we have to not, fall over.
Are there six people in the band?
There are, yeah.
There you go.
It's become, we're going to print up the lyrics and put them all over the space some night. There's our marching orders, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a band story, but it's got such history literally the home that he lives in has been in for 30 years, this guy. Peter Berlow, I believe was his name, right?
Designed racing bikes for Harvard and other colleges and stuff like that. And he was the local crazy inventor, if you will.
And now he's a song.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. I got to give, Steve all the credit he deserves. He's a great storyteller. And he has an awesome knack of taking these memories or stories or anecdotes and turning them into these
songs.
Beautiful tunes.
Try to make it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, his songs are fantastic, so you got to kind of meet that.
Yeah, it's like you have to elevate. Yeah, it's kind of cool to play off each other in a good-natured, competitive kind of thing. You want to keep up with,
That's cool. The interesting thing about that, too, is that, we had played in bands for years before. We had always just written our own tunes. Like, if I had a tune, I'd write the music and lyrics, or Steve would do that. Mm. So we'd never had that element of a writing relationship before here's a tune, put some lyrics to it.
I get it, yeah.
So it kind of gives it a little bit of a fresh spark.
Whole new dimension.
It's real
interesting.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, you want to play one more?
Yeah, please.
Before I let you get out of here.
Thank you, Skybar, for having us.
My pleasure.
I think this is from the album, and I think this is the one we're going to do as kind of our next quote-unquote, it's funny to say single now when there's no 45 in front of you, but I think this will be our next radio single. The song's called Home to You.
Sometimes my mind, it wanders with the world spinning round and round. Guess I let it get to me. I can't keep the rain outside from coming down. Coming down. When I'm dark on the inside, I feel like I have no choice until I remember you and I think I hear your voice. The only love I want to know, the only place I want to go. I might be damaged beyond repair, your love is healing mine. The only love I need to know, the only reason to come home. I get so tired of all these fools, and I hit the ground running. Home to you, home to you. I can get through this damn day. I'm always in my own damn way. It's true, but it has nothing to do with you. Not with you. Be damaged beyond repair. Your love is healing mine. The only love I need to know. The only reason to come home. I get so tired of all these fools, and I hit the ground running. Home to you. Home to you.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh yeah. You want to anything else you want to plug or get out there?
Yeah, we got some shows coming up. We're playing at the In Between Days Festival in Quincy with a whole bunch of famous bands that we don't really know too well.
You know a lot of local great
ones.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Carissa's on the bill. We're actually opening up, so it's Noontime is our set on Saturday, August 19th at Veterans Stadium in Quincy, where I think four or five of the guys in the band got our high school diplomas.
Oh, yeah?
35 plus years
ago. That was the last
time
I was there, yeah.
Okay. And then another show we're super excited about is Friday, September 15th, is the record release show, and it's a double record release show. It's also the record release show for Phil Aiken Band.
Oh, cool.
So Phil Aiken and us, both celebrating our new albums. That his comes out the same day as ours at the end of August. That's at the Barron Back Room.
Barron, I love the Barron.
Yeah, we're psyched about that.
Really looking forward to that.
And next one after that is October 11th, which is a Saturday night. We're at the New World Tavern, a place down in Plymouth Center. We play a lot.
Closer to home for you.
Yeah, down my way. We're playing with B-52's tribute band called Bikini Whale.
Yeah.
A bunch of local folks.
Jim Melanson's in that.
Yeah. They're some of those folks are friends of ours, and we've been meaning to get a gig together forever, so
that
should be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah. Well, hey, it's a great, great album. I think we can call it an album. I never know what to call things nowadays, but it's going to eventually be on vinyl, so we can go album.
Hey,
that was the goal.
Yeah, it's 12 songs, 44 minutes. I think we qualify for
Yeah, that's
album
a full-grown
territory.
Album. And obviously it'll be in a rotation here on my show, and I'm sure a lot of MFO shows and stations all over the place.
We really appreciate you having us down. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you coming in. My pleasure. I'm going to play a new one now by Smitty and the Fez Tones. And,
yes.
I'll let you guys get out of here, but thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us, man. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have
a
good night.
You too. Let's go!
The time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Choke with my wife and cuz it's bringing her down.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I'm not in a hurry, babe, oh no. I know that fate will bring you to me. Oh, 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 oh. There's simply no question.
There's no question.
And there's no hesitation.
No hesitation.
Cause I always knew that I would find the one for me. For me.
Played a lot of stuff there. That was Girl with a Hawk with a song called The Romantic. Went a ways back for a Green Day tune, Basket Case. The Amplifier Heads with Space Cadet. Smitty and the Fez Tones with The Growler, their latest single. Gonna play one now by a band called Bricks and Mortar. We'll be right back.
circles of salt in her eyes. Lord, I'm discouraged. Her new friends have shadowed her life. Lord, I'm discouraged. She ain't come out dancing for some time. I tried to light candles, but they burn down to nothing. She keeps coming up with excuses and hatches and fortified wine. Excuses and hatches and fortified wine. Excuses and hatches and fortified wine. There's a house on the south side. I know I'm no angel, I ain't been bowed that way. Can't you hear her? She's that sweet missing songbird when the choir sings on Sunday. And I'm almost busted, but I bought back the jewelry she sold. And I come to your altar, but then there's just nothing. And she keeps insisting the sutures and bruises are none of my business. She says that she's sick, but she won't get specific. The sutures and bruises are none of my business. This guy from the north side comes down to visit. His visits, they only take 5 or 6 minutes.
And half truths and fortified wine. I know it's all.
That's brand new stuff by a band called Bully. That was Miss America. The name of the CD record is Lucky For You. I like that one a lot. I've been playing a lot on the show, and I will obviously in the future as well. Before that, The Hold Steady with a song called Lord, I'm Discouraged. Off Stay Positive. Bricks and Mortar, brand new single. This one's for us off their brand new release, Something Ain't Right. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. Want to thank the Gypsy Moss for coming in once again. Great stuff. I got to get out of here. Here's one by Aaron and the Lord. Once again, WMFO in Medford.